Welcome to CSR Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are
Grant,
Brian,
Sophie C,
and Matt T.
Rob Surratt is a hero artist who does amazing, quickly made art. Interesting, fun, and inspiring performances have appeared all over the world. We were lucky enough to see one of them on Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017.
Most people have a reason for why they love what they do. What inspired Rob Surratt to love art? He explained.
Okay, think of it this way. I was just born with it. I just love drawing. I love colors. I love crayons. I love markers. I love drawing. I love painting. I was just born that way. Good question.
From reading his biography, we learned that he has a degree in computer science. How did he go from a computer science / business background to art? Rob Surratt shared.
That's a great question. So, I always knew I was good at art, but when I went to college, I thought I would learn something else, which was computers, because I love computers also. And then when I got done with college, I got a computer job, and I liked it, but I didn't love it. So I started doing my art, and I loved it. So it's okay to do more than one thing, because I am good at computers.
During his performance, he created detailed art in a short amount of time of amazing people. We wondered what inspired him to create his amazing hero program. He replied,
"That's a great question. The reason I created this is because my mom's a teacher and my dad's a teacher, and I thought maybe I'd be a teacher because I wanted to inspire kids. So instead of being a teacher in a classroom, I visit a different school every day with this show, which I have so much fun, and I try to inspire kids. So it's kind of like I am a teacher, only I go to a lot of schools."
We noticed from his website that he holds 2 Guinness Book of World Records. We asked him what were they for.
You probably don't even know this little toy called Light Bright. You do.
I do.
Okay, when I was a kid, there's a game called Light Bright, and you put these little light pegs into a board, and they light up, and you make pictures. So I set a world record with the biggest Light Bright ever made, which was about half the size of that wall, 10 feet by 20 feet, and I set the world record. And I did it all by myself. I didn't get paid. I just did it because I wanted to do it. And if you looked at the internet, my website, you'd find it. The second world record I created was a huge portrait of Nicki Minaj made up of 9,000 lipsticks. And if you look on my website, you'll see that too. Since then, I've done 2 more world records. I did a crayon portrait of Tom Brady, which, remember, we showed that on the video screen? I think it's like 30-something thousand crayons. And then the fourth one I did was gumballs. That Taylor Swift that I unveiled, that's just a photo, but I did a 6-foot portrait of Taylor Swift all out of gumballs, so that's my 4th world record.
We were amazed by how fast he painted his masterpieces and with no mistakes that we could see. His slideshow was super inspiring and some were set, for example, the slideshow for when he was painting Mother Teresa.
We were surprised that he started making art at the age of 3. We think that it is very nice of him to go to schools and inspire more kids. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Rob Surratt.
Thanks for joining us today.